I mean, well, today is Saturday. This is the Grayson Lightship, Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And we're going there tonight, probably about maybe a quarter till before the hour. Day today is April 22nd, 2017. So let's clear the date. So 4/22/2017, releasing the energy that is more than likely courted to you from last year, the same day, and years before. So here we go, releasing the energies. So stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels pretty good. Now we'll energize the lights on your monitor screen. So here we go. Bring them up so you can see them. Again, a cell phone also. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That feels pretty good. And we'll take away energy that you could be dealing with, maybe a physical pain, maybe an emotional situation, trauma, or something. Here we go, releasing the energies. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll bring our co-host on, Ann. Are you all ready to go, Ann?
I sure am, Ron. So happy to be here. What could be better for all of us than getting to spend an hour with our Earth's only light being and to later go to Creation Lightship where we were created, source energy. So what Ron was referring to there, in case you're a new listener or new to possibly just the Saturday night show, Ron will be bilocating us at quarter of the hour for a physical healing on Creation Lightship. So you'll want to be a little prepared and think of what it is you'd like to request the light beings who are doctors work on for you. And also, we visit different places on the Lightship that are pretty much just related to nature. So if there are any special rooms or beings you would like to visit with tonight, please send your room request to clsquestions@yahoo.com or click on the BBS fast chat link, or rather the fast chat link that's on the BBS radio station page. And just a couple of reminders for contacting us for the radio shows. If you need an answer to a question and it doesn't get read on the radio for whatever reason, be sure you've given us your email address, because sometimes people are sending in things on the fast chat and I'd like to answer them or we'd like to answer them and we can't because we don't have an email address. And also, we're happy to answer questions when you have something going on, medical or physical, but we don't really need the details of what's going on with you physically. And because we don't want to share all of that anyway on the radio. So, you know, just I have an illness or a condition or whatever is kind of enough information. Is there anything else we want to say, Ron, about? Oh, and short, because, yeah, a couple of things I got last night were just too long for me to read, you know, while I'm on the air. And I think that happens to all the co-hosts. Is there anything else, Ron, we can say about our messages?
That sounds good, and if I get anything over probably two sentences, I'm not going to read it because I'm in the moment, and all I take in is maybe two, three words at a time. So I can tell you the way I read. I read one word at a time, and then I go to the next word, and then by the time I get a sentence, which we'll just say is maybe 8-10 words, I now have to figure out what I read at the beginning of the sentence. And so that's, for me, you know, really difficult. I get some emails that I open it up and all I see is a bunch of letters making words, and I don't really connect to the words, and I just drop it out. I don't even bother to read it because it's way too complicated. And then naturally, if there's that much written, it's too mental, and I don't live in the mental realm. I'm not going to read it, even if it's something that is a wonderful thing that maybe happened to you that you want to share. It's just too hard for me to read. Or if you have some condition that's going on and you know. So anyway, that's, you know, all I need is something right to the point, like the old movie Dragnet. Pam, just need the facts, nothing but the facts.
Just the facts, right.
Just the facts.
And having said that, though, I want to add really, really emphatically that we really appreciate when people write in. We really want to hear from you, especially because we, Ron and I, were just discussing before the show that we had this very powerful healing recently of the spirit in the box, where people's spirits were basically recovered and returned to them, pieces of their spirits. And the people that have been writing in, I just want, and I have more to read tonight, to express that that so helps everybody who was on that call, because when Ron does a healing, it's so complete and thorough, it's almost like you don't even know what happened to you. So when someone describes what they're aware of, it just enriches the whole experience for all of us, because then people are, you know, listening to what I'm reading and going, oh, yeah, that's right, that happened to me too. Or, you know, it just, it's really, really wonderful and helpful.
Yeah, and so to kind of restate what I said, I enjoy hearing it as somebody reads it to me, but I can't read it myself. And another thing, if you do have a wonderful experience, then send it out before the shows, because the co-hosts always go in if they have time to read the different questions, so they can kind of like choreograph the show to get questions and the same topics listed. So if you give something to, like right now, if you send something called Turkey and it's a paragraph long, more than likely it won't get read because, you know, Annie has to go through and read it, you know? And, you know, like she could be reading something right now, but if I say, okay, back to you, Anne, or something, then she has to stop, and she'll lose her continuity of what she's reading. So that's sort of how the shows try to prepare something beforehand so that it will help everybody who's listening here. So back to you, Anne.
Okay. So I would like to now read a lovely testimonial, another testimonial about that spirit in the box clearing, where we were so blessed to have parts of our spirits who've been illegally taken from us back with us. So this listener writes, it seems I have gotten smarter and am doing my office work in half the time. People I work with are asking what I am doing to look younger and that I have color in my face and look healthy. Also, thank you for the work on our hands and toes. There is no discomfort in wearing shoes now. One other note, I find today I am seeing and becoming more aware of healings that I need to do. For example, I actually see myself courted to a particular person, and I know this is beneficial so that I'm now able to do the right clearing. That is great. That is so fascinating. I have one question. I purchased a whole life clearing this past weekend and would like to purchase another. Do you still have that one, that half price offer? I will still get the clearing, as I feel it's more important than ever that I do this. Thank you again for the conference calls. So,
yeah, so
go ahead, Ron.
So the half price one, I put it half price initially so that maybe a husband and wife or some, you know, partners can do it. As you leave one person in the dust, you know, and sometimes in that process you don't want to be with them because they still have issues that you used to have, but now you don't relate to those issues, so you're looking for somebody else because they're stuck. So that's why I made it initially half price, so you can do, you know, maybe, you know, husband and wife situation or whatever. Most people, if you're single, then yeah, you know, it'll work for you too. Just do one clearing and the next one is half price. So if the clearing's over $100, and mainly it's the whole lifetime one, it doesn't include the bundle because they're already way discounted. But normally the whole lifetime clearings will be more costly, so you can do the next one for half price for yourself, or if you know somebody else that needs some help. Maybe you want to do, somebody in a different country that you're related to, or something like that. And they don't have to know about it, just declaring for them, and it's half price. Anything over $100 that you purchase or a clearing online, okay, will qualify you to get the next one for half price. And that's the way that works. So it's very simple. You just keep track of what you have and send me an email that, you did this clearing for regular price, and then you want to do the next one for half, and away you go. So that's the way it works. So I don't know what else to say here on that. You haven't done the baptism, alien baptism clearing yet. It's a whole lifetime clearing. It's $50, and do that clearing. That may go hand in hand to augment your spirit in the box, so you're not energetically connected to that church, So anyway, back to you.
Yes, right, and that's also a whole life clearing. So for people who have done it in the past, you can go through and do it again with spirit next to your name. And it's great that this is all, we're talking about this now, because we do have, as we always do this time of year, Ron's been doing so many expos that we have a lot of new people that are, lucky them, finding Creation Lightship and doing healings, and they have a lot of questions. And so another good thing you mentioned, Ron, is the bundles. And Ron has recommendations of the first clearings you want to do, of course, being the emotional being first. But the bundles are really wonderful, and they're a great way to save a little money. And one is prosperity, one is mind, and one is body jumpstart. That's fantastic. They're all great. So it depends on, what your needs are, what's happening in your life. And with them, they include some whole life healings. So once you've done the bundle, for only $50, you can turn those whole life healings into something you can have unlimited. And I wanted to say, I'm jumping ahead on another email, but it seems correct. Someone was asking, I believe they said they've done the death barcode and the emotional body clearing, and they're wondering what they should do next. And I guess, everyone's different, but I thought I would just share that what I did when I found Creation Lightship is those two, and then the mental body and the entity clearing. And those were my first four clearings that I did that helped me. But do you want to add to that a little, Ron?
Yeah, and then entities is a real big one. Well, that should be on your list at some point to get. But next, you may want to look at what energetic body are you living in. Now, are you living in anger? Are you living in fear? And fear is a really big one. So I'd probably say fear might be the next one to do after you do the mental. And you want to neutralize that mental energy that keeps you thinking. So that's why you have that in there. And the mental can cause problems with your body too, but the mental is very important. But getting back to another clearing, you live in trauma. So you have to ask yourself, where do I live? What body am I sharing the life with now? Because initially you didn't have these bodies that were connected to you energetically, as far as infection. They were still there, but once they get filled up, then all of a sudden you're living in that body. So, are you in fear? Are you in trauma? Are you an empath? We have an empathic clearing. We have a sensory body. And so where are you living? There's anxiety. I'll kind of look at that and get an idea, where you are. Ask your friends, what do I say a lot? If you say, I'm in fear of this, or, man, this is very, very traumatic for me. I see this here. And a good way to find out yourself is watch movies. What movies are you not wanting to see? Okay? So right away you're going to go, well, I don't want to see something that people get killed a lot, you know, knives and blood and everything else, or guns, or movies you don't want to see maybe. Well, what does that mean to you? You know? I would think, now typically when you see that stuff, you're looking at death. Okay? And so are you a fear of death? So you're, right now you're probably dealing with fear. You know, so how is that? What movies can't you watch? And then see what energetic body you're living in to get that release. You should be able to watch any movie there is out there and not squirm around, not, you know, put a bag over your head when you see some awful signs. You shouldn't be having your body shake with tremors or anything else. You should just be able to watch the movie and shouldn't really have any effect on you. So that's the way it should be. So if you get triggered, then find out what triggered you. What energetic body is there, you know, that you're living in. And that's what you'd want to probably clear out to those initial ones. Remember, entities haunt you daily if you go out and about, see people. They touch you, they shake your hands. And what's in them, what hopped into you? Oh, back to you.
Okay. Great, Ron. Thank you so much. Okay, so this reminded me, too, of a couple of clearings. Thanks to the person who wrote about clearing churches from the earth-courting grid line, I started with clearing a church and school I went to as a child for 700 minutes, and I also witnessed three of my sister's weddings. There was the old church, a chapel, the new church, so three buildings there to be cleared. Just a start I had was to Google for the address, and then I saw visions of childhood pass through as I started going through it. Huge thanks. Glad to clear this. I hated that school. LOL. So thank you for that, listener. And reading that reminded me that what was probably my fifth clearing when I started was the dark arts practitioner clearing, because I had before I found Ron in 2007, dealing with someone openly hooked up to alien energies. So I really had a serious situation that I had to get cleared. And it occurred to me as I was reading this, I also thanked the person that wrote in to suggest we clear churches, that we also clear the churches on curses, hexes, and spells and dark arts practitioner. Do you agree with that, Ron, that really that's kind of dark arts practitioner?
Yeah, put your name in there, too, and clear you. I just thought of something here. What if, it's just a question for people. So you who have been married, maybe you're still married, or maybe you've been divorced and whatever, but anyway, you got married probably. Okay, so let's look at this. So let's just say, what do ministers or priests or rabbis do, whatever, you know? They bury people and they marry people, besides doing their services. So my question is, let's say that you were getting married at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday, just to pick a date. And for some reason, that person that was marrying you now married somebody, maybe at, say, 1 o'clock. Okay? They had a funeral. So what hopped into him or her? Now that person is bringing you the death energy, right, of the graveyard. Now he or she's going to marry you in the graveyard setting because the energy is still with them, even though it may be a different location. Did the person clear themselves off or do anything? Probably not. So anyway, and you might clear that. You might have a better relationship. Maybe you're dealing with death on your marriage. It's an underlying thing because they contracted you with the wedding, certificate, you know? Anyway, you might look at that if you want to. And who knows? Maybe somebody out there is now getting pins and needles going, oh, crap. Anyway, back to you, Ed.
Yes, and all great suggestions, Ron. I misspoke before. The name of the clearing I was referring to is called Dark Side Practitioner Mind Control Clearing. And you'll probably know if you need that. And I guess, I thought of that, of a particular person when I first got it. But as you go along, you think, wow, more people than you realize are doing these, you know, dark things. So you need to get all that cleared off. Okay. Keep going on our messages here. Oh, another okay, let me go back to that one. Okay, thank you for the 8-hour call and the Saturday Spirit in the Box call, or Spirit Out of the Box, we should call it. I'm feeling a bit more centered and less overwhelmed. I don't have pain today. I thank you for your support in what I'm going through. It was a dark side setup, and now I have to reverse these damages and all these major stressors. At least I know when I die, I'm ready to go at any time now and be in the universe of light.
Oh, that's great. Yes.
Yes. So, yeah, again, you know, we really appreciate people sharing with us, I should say, their experiences and how they're feeling. And I always say, you know, you may not feel anything when the healings are first going on, but then it'll happen as you go through your days. Okay, I have been in pain the last few days. Nothing helped except now. Thank you, Ron. And P.S. Any clearing now for EMF attacks? And great question, and I believe we have electromagnetic field clearing on the space clearing, which is a wonderful clearing to check out. It's only $10, I believe, for a week, and that has that on there. I don't know if it's anywhere else, but I know that it's on there.
Okay. That may be the only place that I can think of here.
Right.
And what I will say to you is, you know, you don't have to believe in the clearings. You know, maybe you did one yourself and you feel great and you want to tell a friend and they don't believe it. All you have to do is remember that your spirit always says yes. So just showing up is enough. It's not... is that Bible phrase that is not correct, but it's like your faith has healed you or something like that. It's not the faith. It's just showing up. Source energy doesn't look at your faith, whether you believe in something or don't believe in something, okay? But faith has absolutely nothing to do with it. Just showing up will automatically give you the clearing or healing. I do have some people once in a while who kind of are concerned because maybe they were on a call and they had to go do something, you know, for an hour or two and they missed out and they wanted to be there. And now they're worried if they got, you know, the whole call, you know, with them. You know, maybe they were on a call and they, you know, we'll just say the four-hour call on a Saturday that we have and they only participated 2 hours in it. No, the call worked for you. Once you're on the call, just showing up is all that you need. And sometimes the clearing, according to your body energy, may just take a little longer than you would think it would take. So typically, I would say for most clearings on an absentee basis, like if you did a friend of yours or something, you know, I would say within probably 2 to 5 days, 5 days probably max, they would have the clearing done. Typically, maybe 3 days is what you know, when I first started doing this, that seemed about correct. But nothing to do with your faith or belief system or anything else. Remember, that's the mind energy. That's the darkness talking to you. We're dealing with your spirit, not the mind. So the healing will take place. Next question could be, well, can the mind pull my healing up? Yeah, it can, because the mind gave it to you. That's why you want to do your whole lifetime mental clearing, mental body clearing. And then also you may want to do, to help yourself out, the 2,000-year nanotechnology clearing. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. So we have a listener wrote in about with some questions about the skin aura clearing, which is a wonderful one. So she recently purchased the skin aura and working with it, almost finished the body up to the front side, so she's going through all the different options. And she is saying, I do not see the lymphatic system, which she thought was mentioned in an archive that she heard. But, and that's true, it's not on there. I don't know if that was mentioned incorrectly or there is a lymphatic toxicity, lymph clearing that's different, but also you could certainly clear your lymphatic system on this clearing and by just putting it in the box. So,
right? I think there's another box in case we didn't get everything.
Right, there is.
So just put it in there.
Right. So then she's saying, after finishing the body section, there are other clearings like addiction and cording, and what would you put in the custom input box? She's saying, I cut all cording and connecting me to YouTube. Great idea. I don't think I've ever done that, but that's a really good idea. All people, places, and things, and it released my addiction to certain foods and snacks. So she's doing that, or is it not? Okay. Excuse me. There's someone knocking on my door here. Okay, so I guess that being a new person to Creation Lightship and new to the healing, she's having a lot of questions. And I just want to say, you're overthinking it a little bit and over-worrying about it. Just put in whatever is going on with your body or your energy system and clear it. One of the things I use this clearing for all the time is what Ron was referring to earlier. If I see a movie or a TV show even, and then I find myself thinking about it in the following days or worse, having a dream about it, I definitely put it through the skin aura, and I just put a few sentences describing it and then clear it. If I have something physical going on, I clear it. If I have an issue with another person, or like I run into somebody who I, you know, pushes a button or something, I put the person's name in and I run it through. I think once you get more used to that healing, what you can put in that box is pretty limitless. And I always put something in the box and then run it. So I've never run it just, for instance, to clear the right side of my body. I would be more specific than that.
You don't want to be too vague. So, like, you know, for a cording problem, it would be if somebody looked at you and you felt a pain in your neck. You know, that's what that's for. They gave you a cord to put, you know, that situation in there. Just keep it very simple. Don't get too mental. And you really can't just put in, you know, like, want to save my whole life, so everything up to, you know, my current age from when I was conceived. It doesn't work that way. It's what you are dealing with that you know about physically, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, like even Ann said, you watch a movie and all of a sudden, you know, it's a nice movie, and this young girl will say who's, you know, 12 years of age, loses her writing pen that her grandmother gave her, and you go, oh man, that's really sad. She lost this beautiful pen. Right away, what are you dealing with yourself? Okay, so how does that relate to you? Or maybe somebody, you're watching a movie and somebody's ready to step off a curb and somebody pulls a person back, and then the person goes, oh, thank you for pulling me back, and you're like, wow, oh, that really scared me. Well, that's an issue that you have too. So the movies will give you all your issues. And so, as you start doing more clearings, once you find out what your issues are, then venture forward and get the next movie that might be terrifying for you and see what pushes your buttons. And then eventually you're going to be pretty calm watching the movies. So that's the whole thing is, and maybe you're an empath and you're feeling all this stuff. Well, that's a clue. Do that empathic clearing and maybe even your sensory body. Each one of those can store things, and that's where you're living. If you weren't empathic, you wouldn't live in that body. It would just be watching something, and it wouldn't go. It'd just go like right through you, like you never even saw it. So find out what connects to you, and the movies that you don't want to see, man, that's where your issues are. So, I'm not saying to go out and watch some awful movie that's going to terrify you, but really, that's probably the best thing that you could do to write down the issues that's there. But until and make sure that you can be able to clear those particular issues. Want to find out what energetic body you're living in. So remember, this is all stuff that's internal. The external stuff is alien stuff. So, you probably won't, and that's invisible stuff, okay? So you're dealing with your ancestors' belief systems that's passed on to you. So back to you. And in fact, like I said, like in the Bible, where, something like your faith has healed you or whatever. Some of you people out there, are Bible students, from the past. Typically, look how many people went to church in your lineage going back 2,000 years ago. So if faith had healed them, you wouldn't have any issues whatsoever right now. You have zero, okay? So, that can't be a proper thing to say, that your faith has healed you, because your ancestors would have had it all done to you, and your life would be a bowl of cherries here. So, anyway, back to you.
Okay, and I just want to add about that, the skin aura field clearing. The default time is 15 minutes, and there are 14 sections. So what I always do is I put in my issue, and I just run it through for the 15 minutes on each one, which is pretty short, but it takes a while because there's so many steps. And then I ask myself, or maybe wait a half a day or till the next day or whatever, and think, is that gone or do I need to clear that again? And almost every time, it's just gone from the one run through. And the other thing, what will remind you of this, it reminds me, is the numbers actually skip a number. It goes from step 12 to step 14, and it somehow got left off the page when the webmaster was putting it in, but 13 is muscle memory. I hope I'm right about that, Ron. And then I put on 12, spirit infusion, and just write add muscle memory on the input box. And it's a wonderful. Am I correct? That's the one that got that got accidentally left off.
Yep, I'm sure that you're right there.
Okay. So let me get back to some emails here. I hope that was enough information for that listener, and that helps a bit. I understand things. Okay. Well, here's a big question. how is the new Earth different than this Earth?
Okay, so it'll look the same, but there won't be anything in there that works with the law of cause and effect, and there's no aliens. So everything is in the now. So it's no different than what it used to be when we used to talk about being in the now, and that, like when we go to the light ship, you're in the now. So that's the way the new Earth is. So you're actually bridging and walking in different lifestyles. You're working and living in the one with duality, and then you go into the new earth, which is a real earth, physical. So let me talk about that. So right now I'm investigating where the original earth went. Remember, there's 16 earth spirits, and at some point the aliens came in and stole the original earth and then brought a holographic reality of that here, the fake earth. So we all know about that because I've been talking about you're real every 10 minutes. And you're real every 10 minutes. I mean, you're being cloned out every 10 minutes, and you're only real 3 hours a month. So in that 3 hours of time that you're here, they connect your holographic reality to you so that you're able to be connected to the clone replicas. So they probably actually put you on the real Earth for that 3 hours. Now, I have done in the past where I've had people on the different programs that we have on BBS, we would pick a tree or flowers in front of you or something like that. If you're kind of an oldie, you probably have done this maybe 6 months ago. And I make that, say, a little tree outside your house, you know, or the flowers in your room. I make those real for you. Well, they have to be typically connected to the real Earth at that particular time because the real Earth will nurture that energy. How much of the real Earth is there, I can't tell you. But basically, we lost the real Earth, and the aliens have brought forth a clone replica of that on hologram. And we all know about holograms. That's when they drop cars in next to you. That can't be on the real Earth because the real Earth doesn't have that energy, the signature to have that done to it. It's in light. So real Earth is somewhere out there. And what you've been living on is a holographic reality, the movie set, of a fake Earth with your fake replica bodies being switched out every 10 minutes. And so the real Earth, the new one, okay, which is probably very similar, maybe if not the same, but I can't say that exactly, as the ones that the aliens stole originally and put it someplace, okay? So the new Earth is a new creation. It's not like the old Earth, but it could be very similar if the six Earth spirits decided to use the same blueprint as the real Earth before it got captured and taken away. So what's the difference? You're on a real Earth. Where do you live maybe after this program? You're living on the reality on a holographic, you know, energy. So you're controlled by aliens, and you're using their wonderful law of cause and effect. So you probably have all heard about The Secret. I think that was brought out by Mr. Beckwith, the Religious Science Church, years and years ago. Something wonderful. So I have to laugh at that. Way to get hooked up into darkness, telling everybody to get into the law of cause and effect, and creating your reality with your mind. If they teach science of mind, well, right away you know that it has to be in darkness. We're talking about mind energy and how to control that. So anyway, I won't get into too much of that stuff. But that's the that was the basic New Age agenda, turning around from Christianity, we'll say, going into metaphysics, we'll call it, probably in the early 1900s there, if not before that, to change people so that you're using your mind more and you turn away from using your spirit so that you won't ascend, typically 100, 150 years after they brought it out. So anyway, that's why you want to be in the present moment. Hopefully I answered that question. So the new Earth is a real Earth. It's solid. You go over there. You only go over there in accordance to how much you have cleaned the densities out of your body. If you haven't cleaned your densities out, more than likely you will not be there at all. because that energy only resonates to light. If you haven't cleaned out the darkness out of you, the darkness doesn't know light, and light is not going to allow darkness to come into it. It doesn't know what it is. So, anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, great. I'll just say quickly, somebody did write in a suggestion for electromagnetic field clearing that they use the harmonic frequency clearing for that, and they've had, I guess, some success at getting rid of some of that energy. I think that sounds like a great idea, Ron. What do you think?
That sounds good to me.
Okay, and it is. Okay.
A lot of clearing people are creative with, so wonderful.
Yes. So it is time, it is quarter of, so we could go to the light ship now. And we have quite a few room requests. I have them on the page here for you, Ron, if you want to look there, or do you want me to tell you?
Oh, great, the turtle room. Okay. Oh, here we go, everybody. We're going to go up to the light ship. Oh, you can bring your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants with you. And this only works live for listeners listening right now. If you're not live and you're on an archive, you will feel the peace energy. So here we go. Going up, bringing up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And so what you can do, some people know that we go to the light ship every Saturday. So what they do is they maybe get a picture of their dog or cat or something. Maybe they got a desert tortoise in their backyard, or they got a pet frog or whatever. Or they maybe they have a little, what do you call those little things that go on? It wouldn't be not a mouse or a rat. It's the other thing that goes around.
Hamster?
Hamsters. Yeah, maybe you got a little pet hamster. Okay? So you can bring that up, and some they'll just take pictures of them, and they put them in front of their screen. So that's really neat. So we can do that for you and do some healing. And cats love it. I mean, I had one lady, I'll just go a little sideways here. One lady, a long time ago, this is probably maybe 06, 07, when she would come on the calls, her dog loved it so much, it would go on their bed and lay upside down with his feet in the air, you know. So, but I've had a lot of just, nice things, you know, from people saying how much their cats and dogs love this. But anyway, here we go. We're going up, so you could do that if you want next Saturday. Just for the Saturday after, in fact, it'll be an archive next Saturday. I'll be at the expo. So anyway, here we go. Going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we're going to go into the first room here, and we got leather net turtle room. So this is, well, here we go. Oh, can I see the turtles? 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's great. And request healing. There's always three of these life beings coming to you. And next room, and we're still in the turtle room, okay? Next room is the centrifuge room. This is where this energy, you're spinning, and the walls are all and it will help to release some of those more stubborn type energies that's a little hard to get off. So here we go. Centrifuge room, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And we got a request for some water energies. So we have manatees going to that room. We have dolphins, and we have whales. And here we go, going into those rooms, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And I guess we'll go into where the water plants are. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we got the request for willow trees. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Then we have one for cellular detox. Detox your body, your cells, and this is the amethyst room with caves in it, caves of amethyst. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And it looks like we have a couple more here. So let's go into the room that has special herbs. And this is your herb room here. So if you need something, request it now. And we're going to go into a room that can do some maybe a muscle release, get rid of some tension, and maybe from there maybe a spinal adjustment. So here we go, working with your skeleton. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we'll come back from the light shift now. Oh, I got a birdie room. I got to go to the bird. So here we go. Let's go to the room with whatever bird you like. I want to see some blue jays. So here we go, blue jay room. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we need to come back here. We got one for hemp plants. So here we go. See what can happen there. And that'll be the last room. This is for cellular rejuvenation. So one, two, three, four, and five. And if you happen to see Jerry Garcia there or something, you know, you know, maybe they're smoking something. Who knows? But anyway, so for that Cheech and Chong move, I forgot what it was. But anyway, so here, we'll come back from the light shift now. So coming back down. So one, two, three, four, and five, and our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are with us, and just see how they're looking. So I'll turn it back over to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, that was lovely, and thank you, listeners, for those wonderful requests. We got some really different rooms tonight, so thank you. That was really, really nice, and of course, very peaceful and healing as always. Oh, and tomorrow is another 7-hour healing call. So you are still free to come on, join all of us on that call. You can still sign up for it on the Creation Lightship site. The website is creationlightship.com. And the other announcement, I don't want to leave till the end of the show, because already, as Ron mentioned, next weekend, Ron is going to be in San Mateo at the New Living Expo Friday. I believe it starts Friday evening, then all day Saturday, all day Sunday. So if you're in the Northern California, San Francisco area, which is where San Mateo is, you can go there and meet Ron in person, and you can also enjoy the wonderful light chamber that Ron sets up at his booth where that you sit in and receive source energy for healing. And many people have already sent Ron their pictures, which you can also still do. It's $100 that you put through on PayPal on Ron's website, again, creationlightship.com, and you send him your picture via email to Ron's website, creationlightship@yahoo.com, and you'll receive the healing benefits all weekend. So it'll be, I guess I'm correct in saying it'll be similar to what we just experienced, right, Ron? Are you there?
Oh, yes, it'll be that way, yes. A lot of energy coming, and the light chamber is on most of the time for the whole show. So, you know, you want to, if you can get your picture in it, that'd be very good for you for healing. And then again, you know, to augment that, you know, people like to have, this is what people have told me. They said, yeah, you know, they come to the expo. They go, yeah, Ron, I also have my picture and my computer's on at my house, and it'll stay on, and, you know, they even live in a different location than what is at the expo. Some people leave their computer on, you know, if they're on a motel, but some people just leave it on at their house. Maybe they have to travel 2,000 miles, and they still have it on with the picture in front of it. So that helps you, too. And once the picture's in the light chamber, you're going to have the energy coming to you. So just we got 10 minutes to go. Any other testimonials or questions we can do, Ann?
Sure. Yes, Ron. Someone wrote in, felt the gentleness of the manatees. The sea mammals are so loving, yet gigantic. felt very peaceful and enjoyable. Thank you. So,
wonderful.
Yeah, that's always great. And then we have a question about the Parallel Lives clearing. And a listener wrote in, I have been doing the All Alien Parallel Lifetime Removal Clearing. So what they've been doing, they open separate windows, and they do the past life, current life, clone bodies on clone planets, and clone bodies on cloned Earths. So they write to say it is fascinating that some seem to run longer, like they need more time because there's more energy there. I've run the first section, current time, to 2000 AD for 25 plus lives. How many lives should I run the first 2000 year section for?
Boy. That one, I really can't answer. Hard to say. You know, I don't know what to say on that, only because everybody has different past lives and how long they've been here. I would say that going back even further, when I do the sensory clearing for people, that can range between typically maybe 30,000 years up to, and I've been up to about 105,000. But I think most people are between, say, 30,000 and 80,000 years here. So you have densities from those lives also, and you may want to clear those. Typically, you know, you're dealing with more of the more recent stuff, maybe in the last maybe 500 years, but you can still have something stuck in you that keeps recycling. So it's really hard to say how far back to go, because everybody is different. In fact, I'll just do a clearing now, since you're probably wondering, gee, was I here, you know, 50,000 years ago? So here we go. And it may not even be in a physical body life form. It could be something else. But here, well, let's do a clearing for something. We'll take your birthday, where you are, you know, in this lifetime. We'll take your birthday and go back 50,000 years, clear that particular day of that particular year. Here we go, releasing the energy from it. One, two, three, four, well, five, six, seven, 9 and 10. Okay, and now we're going to go back 500 years from now, and it'll be the same birthday. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And let's do something at New Year's. Okay, so let's do New Year's 200 years ago. So this is, you know, typically it could be your spirit energy. But mainly, it's probably in your body genetics, okay? So let's just look at body genetics. So here we go. Releasing New Year's 200 years ago. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And just see if your body's buzzing or changing or it feels different. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. That felt very, very relaxing and wonderful. Okay. Interesting question here, Ron, about the spirit in the box. Again, how do I find out how many boxes I have after the spirit in the box session?
That's a good one. I don't know how to answer that. We'll probably do another one. Maybe another one of those calls, I don't know, 3-4 months from now, I'm guessing. Unless there's some kind of high priority happening, because we have a few things planned each month. But just get on the call and you know, you may need more, you may not. I don't know. You know, it's hard to say how many, you know, boxes you have. And, you know, you'll probably be doing the same six boxes, we'll say, that we did on the last call, because that's the amount of time that was needed to release six of those, and maybe you have six more. You know, I don't know. Maybe you only have two. Oh, anyway, hard to say. So back to you.
Okay. Somebody is writing in for a friend who has a serious illness that they've had for like 20 years, and they're wondering what, I guess it started by, and it began with an insect bite. So they're wondering, will the bites and stings healing work, the nano detox, or what do you suggest for this, you know, long enduring, I guess, physical problem the person has?
Oh boy. Well, I would probably, first of all, assuming that they've already had their emotional clearing and their mental clearing. Okay. So from there, you want to clean out your infection body. That would be the first clearing after those two. You may want to get into the body jumpstart bundle. You could have entities there causing your problem too. So write down entities. So that would probably be your third clearing. So emotional, mental, entities. Mind of the body is a good one, but that I think is in the bundle. For the body jumpstart. Do you know what's in all the body jumpstart energies there? And do you have that pulled up in front of you?
I can in just a moment, I believe. I can always send that out to people, too. Let me just see if it's here, because I did write that all up.
And then also remember when you do your whole lifetime clearings, the next one's half price. So, you know, do that. In fact, we had a BBS program that deals with healing. You may want to click on that because it was from a dog bite. And I had to go through a whole bunch of stuff to finally clear away the energy. So if they've had it for 20 years, boy, that's, you know, I won't say it's a rough one, but... Oh, you need to really find out maybe what happened. Did you get switched out and you got bitten? You know, maybe for some reason your spirit got traumatized from whatever happened to you, and spirit's not with you. That's a possibility, too. So there's a lot that's going on there.
Okay, so I pulled up the Body Jumpstart bundle. It is $200 for 3 months. It includes the body system rejuvenation, the circulatory system, the infection body clearing, the magnetic and twisted body, which clears the whole 108 bodies that we have, and very important, the mind of the body clearing.
Yeah, I think you can do a shortcut on those 108 bodies, too, maybe do 10 at a time. Otherwise, it will take a long time to complete. So maybe do 10 at a time, and that way it won't take you quite as long. And see how your body's responding to the clearing. If you have one of your energetic bodies that you're doing, we'll just say that you're doing it, and you're doing every 10 at a time, and so you did the first 10 and then maybe, say, 11 through 20. And then all of a sudden you find out that, I'm doing now 21 to 30, and, man, I'm really feeling something going on here. You may want to do that one twice, okay? And remember, you need to jumpstart mind to the body. That's your healer. That's your internal healing mechanism. And so along with your spirit, if the mind of the body is functioning, you probably will not have a healing, so maybe traumatized. So, you know, that's covered, I believe, in those clearings. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, great. And someone wrote in to a suggestion, timeline crash, the time and event of the bug bite or whatever, the beginning of when, you know, this started to happen. That's a great idea. And a great question from a new person. The timeline crashes, they write, are 1 week or 1 month. Will they ever be unlimited? They are. There is now an unlimited timeline crash, and it's called the advanced timeline crash. I know it starts with advanced. So it's $150, and it's unlimited. So you can use that as much and as often as you like, and it's really wonderful.
So as far as timeline crashing, if you had it for 20 years, I would probably suggest doing, because it's living with you, okay? It's a part of you for your friend or whoever. You might get some computers up, maybe get a, you know, if you can maybe borrow some from somebody, maybe get a half a dozen of them going, and timeline crash that initial event and, you know, move maybe up into, you know, from when that happened into the future, which is your, what you've already lived. And, geez, if you've had it for 20 years, wow, that's a lot. I know one person, I think they did something like, it's quite a bit, like maybe 200,000 timeline crashes, and they finally got rid of the problem, okay? So if you've had this for 20 years, most people who do the timeline crashes, you know, they just, you know, got something, you know? Maybe they've only had it for a short time, whatever it would be. So maybe doing 10,000 would be fine. I think I would get extra computers and just hit those timeline crashes to get you back here again so the aliens are not replicating you each time over and over and over again. Because if you had it for 20 years, man, you're their favorite victim. They're getting a lot of mileage out of you. And so the timeline crashes is a way to disconnect yourself from them. And I would probably get a half dozen computers, get some friends to start the clearings, and run it. So anyway, back to you.
Actually, Ron, we had so many more things to go through tonight, but it's time to say goodbye. It's five after already.
Stay on a little long,
but so thank you all. And our next show will be at 4 p.m. Pacific time on Monday on BBS Radio Station 1.
Everybody, here we go. Mind a heart drop. I say this out loud, so I now command my spirit. Take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. I'm from 10 to 1 backwards three times. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, blessings, and have a wonderful evening. We'll see you later. Thank you, listeners, for listening. Thank you, Kathy, and the ladies behind the scenes, and Ann. Thank you. Bye, everybody.